sit back. Yeah. The mother balls don't know how to act. Yeah. I think it's special what's behind your back. Yeah. So turn around and I'll pick up the slack. Yeah. Take them to the bridge. Dirty babe, you see these shackles, baby, I'm your slave. I'll let you whip me if I misbehave. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. The mother don't know how to act. Yeah. Go let me make up for the things you lack. Yeah. Cause you're burning up, I gotta get it fast. Yeah. Take it to the bridge. Dirty babe, you see these shackles, baby, I'm your slave. I'll let you whip me if I misbehave.
One FM sounds like this.
Yeah.
103.1 FM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Our series on keeping our presidential election from being overturned by bad actors explained how the new Electoral Count Reform Act clarifies federal and state rules. But we've also learned how the blocking of election certification by rogue county election boards is still a possibility. A new report recommends ways of stopping those disruptions. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CREW, issued a report August 13th outlining the threat of partisan actors using their positions on county election boards to block certification. This election, U.S. constitutional and statutory deadlines require certification by December 11th. By that date, all recounts and litigation must be complete. CREW's report states, state laws make it clear that certification is non-discretionary. It is not an opportunity for county officials to politically grandstand, lodge protest votes against election practices they dislike, or investigate suspected voter fraud. The organization recommends that state officials communicate now to county election officials, making their duties clear and detailing the penalties for non-compliance. States should also be prepared to request emergency orders by the state Supreme Court, having state personnel to step in and removing obstructionist county officials if necessary. What if state officials won't certify the election? More on that tomorrow. The CREW report is linked at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow. Our high today in the low 70s, upper 50s tonight, low 70s back at it again tomorrow. By the weekend, things looking better with sunshine and highs right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
To run, to win, and I'll be
Thanks for listening to 103.1 FM, your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
I think we're alone now.
103.1 FM. is your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
103.1 FM.
FM.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow. Our high today in the low 70s, upper 50s tonight, low 70s back at it again tomorrow. By the weekend, things looking better with sunshine and highs right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
103.1 FM.
I'm for